Morning. Back in 2008, the council made some amendments to the ordinance as it relates to Chapter 80 and to the planning and zoning ordinance. They moved some sections of Chapter 80 back into the planning and zoning ordinance. Those sections dealt with unregistered vehicles, the accumulation of trash and debris. But they chose to leave the grass and weed section of Chapter 80 in Chapter 80. What we have found since then is that they also moved the penalties associated with that to the planning and zoning ordinance. So we have an ordinance dealing with grass and weed growth that does not have penalties associated with it. And that's what we're proposing, is to offer an ordinance to put those penalties back into Chapter 80 so that we have some teeth in that section of the ordinance.
What kind of penalties are you thinking of?
My assumption is they'll be the same penalties as those that were put in the planning and zoning ordinance for violations.
It was an oversight, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same penalties as trash?
I believe that's what it's going to be. I haven't seen a copy of the
proposal. Put up some grass and weed, and I have a bunch of garbage, trash there at all.
We don't often take this section of the ordinance to court, but when we do, we need obviously some.
We'd have something, right?
Is this going to be in developments, or where is this weeds at?
This will be everywhere but on the farm.
Everywhere but a farm?
But
yes. You can still dump trash on your farm.
We're talking about weeds, George.
Oh.
We're not talking about trash.
No, I was hoping it was trash.
Just cause.
That gives us the right.
I'll see you at this meeting.
Sounds good. Any more questions of Mr. Parker?
Sounds good.
Mr. Moore, you have a short title to read.
Yes, it's an ordinance to repeal Chapter 80, Lot Maintenance, and 80-3 in its entirety and amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Roman numeral, Supplementary Regulations 115-191.4 and 115.191.5 of the Code of Sussex County by including in 115-191.4 minimum standards for lot maintenance pertaining to prohibited accumulations of overgrown grass and weeds, and to include including failure to comply with the minimum lot maintenance standards prohibiting overgrown grass and weeds in the penalty and enforcement provisions of sections 115-191.5.
Is that what we need to collect if we have to pay to have somebody cut the grass? Is that what we?
No, this is the penalties.
Penalty.
This is if they decide somebody is not complying with the ordinance, that they take them to court. This
right.
is the penalty.
Should we have on this law the height of the weeds or the grass?
It is.
I think it's in there.
It's 12 mm-hmm. inches.
12 inches, I think, yeah. Need someone to introduce this ordinance. That's all we're going to do is introduce it. So
I'll introduce it.
Well, Mrs. Deaver introduces it. And then we'll have a public hearing that comes up. Mr. Wilson.
While we're on this trash deal, and that's been on my mind quite a while, a lot of trash is thrown. I mean, it's just terrible. It just looks like garbage is up and down the highway. I wonder if we could even, the county would be wise to make us some signs to encourage people not to do this. Maybe a sign like says, only trash will throw out trash.
There you go.
Or something like that. Why couldn't we make some little county signs or something like that? Maybe get somebody's attention, because this is, I can take it down. We get the jail people to pick it up. It isn't 3 months later, you can ride for miles. And it's just, they just think it's a dump. They ride along and just throw trash everywhere. It's unsightly. The grass and weeds don't bother me nowhere back. That's natural. But to see all, from bed mattresses to everything, just trash the whole county up. Almost like that poor Indian that had tears in his eyes. It makes me, I'm sort of hung up on that. I think that the county, not only that, maybe we should, maybe cameras or something. We should do something more than just let these people just throw the trash out. It's the same old places all the time.
Well, the fine for trash.
$500, but they don't enforce it. They don't know why it does anything about it.
It's the difficulty is enforcing.
Somebody put it out there. Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Parker, has your department ever give serious thought to this issue and maybe either proposed or contemplated a strategy to address the trash issue in the county?
Generally, we don't deal with the issue if it's in the right-of-way of the highway department.
Well, they're not doing their jobs. Is that something that you could give consideration to? Would there be any objection from council if we asked Mr. Parker to maybe come back in a few weeks with some ideas? Because I agree with Mr. Wilson. It is an epidemic, almost.
It's a countywide problem. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but you got common sense solutions to the thing is you just can't have people sitting out on all these these roads that don't have a lot of traffic.
George, I'll tell you,
hours of the night.
They had it cut down one time. I'll tell you how they did that. They had a constable, I believe he was a constable, some rank anyway. He went around and picked up some of the trash and find people's names on it.
We have actually done that.
And approach them and then have them fined. Let me tell you something. If we got that in the paper, that people are actually being fined, there's no news whatsoever. I don't know when a person's ever arrested for throwing out trash. I never hear it no more. I mean, all these police reports, nothing is said about trash. Act like it's not important. It's immaterial.
Mr. Parker, do you have the resources to revisit that position?
We don't have the resources today to deal with the magnitude that you're referring to.
Well, could you maybe talk to Mr. Lawson, our administrator, about what you would need, and maybe in this upcoming budget there'd be 3 votes to support it? I know I would be.
Certainly.
Okay.
Is that within our bailiwick? Is it not state?
A little bit of both.
I've got what I understand to be an illegal dump right in Milton, and they find the owner, but it's still there.
Mr. President, I would suggest that we're getting off what the original item on the agenda was, and that's been introduced, and possibly this be something that maybe would be put back on the agenda for discussion at a later time.
I think it certainly warrants that. Mr. Lawson will put it back on there in a couple weeks. And
just check what other counties do, see how they address it. There's got to be somebody out there.
Give Mr. Parker some ideas on how he can move forward. Thank you. Mike Izzo, Summercrest, letter of credit.
Good morning. I've been before council on a number of occasions to talk about the Summercrest project. Just to kind of revisit some of the facts, Summercrest was a subdivision was started in 2005. It's a 98-lot subdivision located off Plantations Road. The original developer is Munson Street LLC, who at this point is no longer the owner of the project. There remain many outstanding work items for the project, including roads, stormwater, and various amenities. And last March, the council authorized or granted the developer, who still controlled the property at that time, until August 1st to go in and initiate the improvements. However, no action was ever taken, and the engineering department moved forward, and we have acquired the $312,500 that were in the letter of credit. Since then, we moved forward. We had an as-built survey performed of the project, and we have compiled plans and specifications to move forward to complete the improvements. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, in November of 2012, the project was purchased by a new developer, and the new developer has approached both the county and the homeowners association. And I should mention the HOA is represented by Mr. Neil Frock, who mm-hmm. is in attendance today. Mm-hmm. And basically, the developer had asked the engineering department to hold off on completing the roads until he constructed more homes on the vacant lots. And I should mention, out of the 98 lots, probably about 38 of the lots are vacant today. Mm-hmm. We were reluctant to do so because we felt like we had a mission from the county council to go in and complete the improvements. However, in talking with the HOA, there were some benefits to the homeowners association to delay completing the improvements. So what we did was we sat down with the HOA, the developer, and obviously the engineering department, and what we've worked out is a 3-party agreement, and it includes various conditions for each one of the parties in the agreement. And let me quickly recount the most important ones. One, the county will delay completion of the road improvements until after September of 2014, about a year and a half. The developer will re-record the existing subdivision plan dedicating the streets to public use, which would allow the HOA to go to their legislature or legislators later in time and acquire funds if the roads need to be repaved.
Public use, you're talking about public use, not state roads.
It's not state use, but they're public use, which means, you, for example, you couldn't put a gate. Anybody can come in and use the roads.
Right.
However, the HOA still has the responsibility for maintenance.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. The developer will immediately take action to have a third party inspect all the existing amenities. That includes the clubhouse, the swimming pool, the tennis courts, the irrigation system, identify any deficiencies, and if there are deficiencies, take action immediately to have those deficiencies corrected. And then also the developer will transfer ownership of all of the amenities when the deficiencies are corrected. Right now, the HOA, for example, is occupying the clubhouse. However, they do not own it. All right. The developer also agrees to pay a pro rata share of annual landscaping and street lighting bills, which in 2013, that represents a payment of $13,200 back to the residents. So that's an advantage to the HOA. And then finally, Sussex County agrees not to hold back any building permits for the developer-owned lots. We've talked about this for a couple of months, and I believe this does represent, I hate the idea of not moving forward, but I think at this time it does represent a benefit to all the parties concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good, Mike. Who pays for that survey that we conducted?
We had, when we secured the $300,000 money, we have paid a bill to the surveyor using those funds.
Okay, because we shouldn't have to pay for that.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
More questions, Mr. Rizzo?
No, sounds good.
Is it something HOA is okay with, I assume?
Yeah, then did you want
yes.
to?
Yes, okay. We are. I want to thank the council for their support.
Come on, you can
He's here just to thank us.
Just to give us your name and address, then you can go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Neil Frock, Summercrest HOA president. At 18951 Goldfinch Cove, and over a year ago you gave unanimous approval to us to release the funds to the county's escrow, and I want to thank you for that, because at the time we were flying blind. We wanted to get the roads done since the developer abandoned us. A special thanks to Joan Deaver for helping us get this going as well, and now we're satisfied that we have a three-way agreement between the developer, the county, and the HOA, and I think all parties are benefiting because of this, so we will delay some of the things. And I want to say another special thank you to the county constable, Alan Holloway.
Yes.
He helped us get the lawns cut, the grasses cut in those empty lots over the time that the developer had abandoned us. So that, it was a big plus for us, and he got the county to help with the developer to do that, so we were very happy.
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good. We're glad you're happy then. That's
yeah.
good.
Are they going to do something about those plates in the roads that stick up so high? They're not going to redo the roads for a long time, but can they patch that? So
they've collared the...
Collared. That's
yes,
the
they've already
okay.
collared them
that's
already.
That's good. That's good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Rizzo, you have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the proposed agreement between Sussex County, Beacon Summercrest LLC, and Summercrest Maintenance Corp., which references the completion of improvements for the Summercrest subdivision.
Entertain a motion.
I'll do that. Thank
motion,
you.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Okay. Next, Mike.
Okay, I should mention the next item.